When French musician Barelli Le Gren was 4 years old, his father taught him the rudiments of the guitar and played some Django Reinhardt records. When Le Gren made his first record at age 13, he sounded amazingly like the great gypsy guitarist. As Le Gren matured, he got into other styles, playing jazz rock with Jaco Pastorius and others, and even recording vocal versions of Frank Sinatra tunes. Lately, Barelli Le Gren has returned to his Django legacy. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it beats the alternatives.
In or out of jazz, artists aspire to an original style and individual voice. But in any field, some folks find success by imitating the pioneers. I doubt I'm alone in liking some copycats and being allergic to others. Sometimes it has to do with how many disciples a role model attracts. Miles and Coltrane are great, but we don't need any more clones, thanks. But guitarists who can do a good Django Reinhardt are rare. That's reason enough to like Barelli Le Gren. These days, anyone from anywhere can learn to play like anybody if they put the time in. Yet the best Django-esque guitarists share Reinhardt's background as a French-speaking gypsy. There's Raymond Bonny and the brothers Boulou and Elios Ferré, as well as Barelli Le Gren. It's as if they needed to grow up around gypsy music to make the guitar shout like that, or make it sing, with a violinist's attention to expressive attack and vibrato. Barelli Le Gren from his Gypsy Project CD on the Dreyfus Jazz label. It's a set of tunes by or associated with Django Reinhardt, with a Django-like quintet including Florin Niculescu on violin. Le Gren gets to all the stuff that makes his hero fun to listen to. A sound loud and ringing as a boogie piano, chords shuffled faster than a card sharp's deck, and an ineffable Europeanness that made him sound exotic to Americans. Le Gren captures that sound so well, he can stamp his solos with more modern ideas and not sound anachronistic, even with a band sound out of the 1930s. Le Gren's years playing jazz rock fusion pay off. That music wasn't so great, but he got a lot of practice playing clean and fast. Here he is trading off with guest Richard Galliano on accordion. I wish Galliano played on more than just two versions of Django's Daphne here. Since Reinhardt didn't use accordion in his own bands, it gives this one a slightly different character. Barelli Le Gren has tried to modernize Reinhardt's group concept before, using synthesizers or slicker chords, without much success. This time, he might have better tinkered with his chunky rhythm section, relentlessly marching to the old left-right beats that made Django sound archaic by the 1940s. Musicians who revive old styles sometimes have to engage in a little creative anachronism, quietly updating those elements that haven't aged well, so as not to distract from the timeless qualities. LeGren, the guitarist, already has the right idea. So maybe we're just waiting for LeGren, the leader, to catch up.
Kevin Whitehead is based in Chicago. He reviewed Gypsy Project, the new CD by guitarist Barelli LeGren. This is Fresh Air.